It's Wednesday, June 8th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Helsinki Court of Appeals is reopening a case against Paavi Rossinen, a Christian stateswoman. The court acquitted her of hate speech earlier this year, but the Finnish prosecutor appealed the case. The case began in 2019 when Rossinen dared to tweet a Bible verse and expressed opposition to sexually perverted lifestyles. Alliance Defending Freedom International is representing Rossinen. Paul Coleman with ADF said, quote, "As is so often the case in hate speech trials, the process has become part of the punishment," end quote. Psalm 14, verse 4 asks, "Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call on the Lord?" The World Bank slashed its economic forecast for this year. A report from the organization expects the world economy to grow by 2.9% this year, down from its original forecast of 4.1%. The expected growth of the U.S. economy is 2.5%, down from an initial estimate of 3.7%. The report anticipates weak growth of the world economy over the next decade due to decades-high inflation, COVID-19 lockdowns, and the war in Ukraine. 7 states, including California, held their primaries yesterday. Dissatisfied voters in liberal strongholds like Los Angeles and San Francisco are poised to send a message to their Democrat leaders. San Francisco's Democrat District Attorney Chesa Boudin is facing a recall election. Meanwhile, billionaire and former Republican Rick Caruso is the unlikely frontrunner in the Los Angeles race for mayor. Since the pandemic, hundreds of thousands of people have left the cities in the face of increasing crime, homelessness, and inflation. Last month, Oklahoma enacted a strong pro-life law that bans the killing of unborn babies at any time during pregnancy, with some exceptions. Now the state's largest abortion mill, Tulsa Women's Clinic, is no longer doing abortions. Oklahoma's other abortion mills have also come to a standstill. Abortion across Oklahoma and Texas has become much more difficult, and pro-life groups are working to provide women with more pregnancy centers, maternity homes, and adoption agencies. A new Lifeway research survey found that most self-identified Christians want to share their faith, but few have done so recently. 73% of respondents said they are open to sharing their faith with a friend, and 56% are open to sharing their faith with a stranger. 53% of Christians have shared their faith with a friend in the last 6 months, but only 30% have done so with a stranger. 66% of Christians said they are not familiar with any methods for telling others about Jesus. Personally, I would recommend Evangelism Explosion, founded by the late D. James Kennedy, daretoshare.org, and Ray Comfort's Living Waters Ministry. 1 Peter 3, verse 15 says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." Scientists have discovered the largest known plant on Earth. It's a seagrass off the coast of Australia that spread over 100 miles. Genetic testing shows the sprawling seagrass is just one plant. Based on its growth rate, it may have spread from a single seed about 4,000 years ago. More Worldview listeners have shared what they enjoy about the newscast. In an email to me at adam@theworldview.com, Kathy Blake in Fate, Texas wrote, quote, "I look forward to The Worldview every morning for important news stories that I most likely would not know about. You are my main source of news, as I do not watch the biased, liberal-leaning local or national news channels, nor do I read the Dallas newspapers. I often share the stories with my homeschooled children to discuss current events. And as a Christian, I appreciate the relevant Bible verses at the end of some stories," end quote. And Matt and Amanda Dreyer in Greencastle, Indiana wrote, quote, "As a homeschool family with 3 boys, The Worldview is very special to us. We listen to it every day and never miss an episode. We especially love how you balance what is going on in the United States with what's going on around the world. so we can be aware of persecution and pray for our brothers and sisters. It's also special because our boys, Elijah, age 14, Malachi, age 11, and Samuel, age 6, can all listen and learn as well. There is no other news source that we know of where young children to adults can safely listen, learn from, and be encouraged in Christ. Thank you for what you do. End quote. Toward our goal of raising $76,000 by Tuesday, July 5th, and our smaller goal of $19,000 by this Friday, June 10th, 9 Worldview listeners stepped up to the plate. We appreciate the donations of Amy in Navarre, Florida, who gave $25, Miriam in Red Oak, Iowa, who gave $30, Curtis in North Augusta, South Carolina, who gave $40, and Doug in Galloway, Ohio, who gave $50. And we thank God for the generosity of Amy in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Kristen in Bowling Green, Virginia, Robin in Wellington, Florida, and Linda in Tampa, Florida, each of whom gave $100, as well as Reginald in Center Point, Iowa, who gave $200. Ready for the first day grand total? Drum roll, please. $745. That means in order to hit our June 10th goal, we still need to find 6 Worldview listeners to pledge $100 per month for 12 months, 12 people to pledge $50 per month for 12 months, and 22 listeners to give $25 per month for 12 months. Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give, select the dollar amount, and then click on the Recurring tab button. Thank you for helping to provide the funding to keep this newscast on the air. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, June 8th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.